Okay, let's get into our next Perek Kuf Tes 109 here in Sefer Tehillim, and this Perek is a pretty strong Perek. It's about someone, David HaMelech, about someone who is Bitsara, someone who is going through a difficult time and asking Hashem for salvation, which we've had a lot. Many Prakim talk about this, but specifically in this Perek, not just a tefillah against our enemies, but it's really wishing terrible things to our enemies. And it's very strong. And the Pasha Pshat of the Perek, we'll talk about it, is that David HaMelech is talking about enemies that hire false witnesses against him. And again, it's we see our enemies throughout history, and we see how evil they are to us. But this Perek is pretty clear that asking them to that they should die young and their family should be in pain. V'chulu, so it's very sharp words of this parak. And again, when exactly it was said, there's some suggestions. The Radak said that this Mizmar was said when David HaMelech was running away from Shaul, and Bnei Yisrael, many fellow Jews, were giving in and giving up his cover, and it led to terrible things, right? We know the massacre in Novir HaKohanim, and specifically the curses might have been directed at Doeg HaAdomi, but that is the parak, David HaMelech, and the Mechaber is asking Hashem to punish those that are against him and the Edei Sheker that are against him. Again, very unusual strength of these klalos. Good. So let's get into the parak. Lamatzeach leDavid Mizmar. As we've had often, the Gemara in Pesachim talks about Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, whether it's Mizmar leDavid or leDavid Mizmar, that first David HaMelech had some type of Ruach HaKodesh, and then he sung. He made it into a Mizmar, leDavid Mizmar. Elokei Tehila Si Al Techrash, Hashem. Tehila Si Al Techrash, don't be silent. Don't be silent. Hashem is my Tehila. My Tehila, my praise. Al Techrash, do not be silent, meaning please answer, don't be silent and without answering me. Ki Pi Rasha Upi Mirma, Alai Pasachu. The mouth of the wicked and the deceitful have opened against me. I mean, they've hired literally their mouths. They've said bad things about me. Dibru iti lashon sheker. They speak about me. They make up stories. Divrei sina suavuni. The words of hatred surround me. Vayilachamuni chinam. They fight me for nothing. Right? The idea of anti-Semitism for no reason. Right? In the Sefer Tshuvas HaParsha, Parshas Kisavo, that's Rabbi Lau, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau's son-in-law, he talks about anti-Semitism lishma, right? There are sometimes we have enemies that have a reason, even a made-up reason, but you could say Esav had a reason because Yaakov took the Bechorah, but Lavan, he's explaining there why Arami Ovid Avi starts with Lavan. Right? Why does it start with Lavan? So start earlier, start with Esav. Lavan had no reason. Lavan had no reason. It's just the opposite. Yaakov brought goodness to Lavan, he had good mazel, and he had sons, and he had cattle. That's the ultimate Oyev, and what we're saved from. That's what we start with, Aromi Ovid Avi. So that's why here, Vayilchamuni Chinam, right? They for nothing, they fight me. Tachas Avasi Yistenuni. Instead of my love, they hate me. Va'ani Tfila. So what does that mean? So first, the smaller pshat, the Mesudas David emphasizes here that you have to read the whole pasuk together. They hate me, and I'm still davening for them. Wow. Im kolze, says the Mesudas David, ani ish tfila lahem, kamo she'nemar, va'ani b'chalosam levushi sak. If you look in Rabbi Pliskin Sefer, usually when you have an enemy, you're not davening for them. You're davening that Hashem save you from them, that they're punished, that they're gotten rid of. And David HaMelech here is doing the opposite. He prays even for those who hate him. This is difficult to do, and yet it is elevating. A person who could transcend the natural tendency and speak and act in higher ways raises himself up. But if we have to try to let go and recognize everything out of my control is not up to me, and then just daven. Daven for the goodness of all people, that is something amazing. But the other idea, va'ani tfila, many mefarshim talk about, David HaMelech doesn't even say that he davens, but he is. Ani tfila, that is my mahus. You might say it just means ani ish tfila, right? Ani ish tfila, I am a man of prayer. Rashi says, ani mispalel elecha tamid, I daven to you always. But the formulation is ani tfila, right? The Radak quotes his father as saying, ani ein biadi ki im tfila lakel, the only thing I have. Tfila is the only thing, ani tfila is the only thing I have, the only weapon I have. But again, the formulation is ani tfila. Rav Schwab contrasts this at the end of Parshas Matos to one of his yesodos in the Sefer, where he talks about the last pasuk in Matos, which talks about Ya'ir ben Menashe went and gathered and conquered cities and called them Chavos Ya'ir, and Novach went and conquered cities and named them Novach. And Rashi quotes that Novach cities didn't last, while Ya'ir's cities lasted. They're mentioned later on in Tanakh. What's the difference? Explains the Rav Schwab, Mayan Beis HaShoeva, there's a little hint to it in the language itself. Right, ha'adam v'nirek, ki ha'adam sheyesh lo nechasim, harei nikram ha'nechasim al shmo. If a person has property, the property is called, you know, on this person's name. Aval heim dvarim shechutz legufo. If I have stuff, I have the stuff, but the stuff is not me. I'm not identified by my assets. Ve'enam chelek me'etzem mitziuso. They're not part, a chelek of my mitzius. V'lachin shapir asaya, Ya'ir called them his, the things that, the cities that he conquered, Chavos Ya'ir, they're the suburbs of Ya'ir. They're not Ya'ir itself, they're my suburbs. Avol Novach, Lokaras Knas Ya'ir Novach, Ela No, he didn't call it Chavos Novach, or Ya'ir, he just called it Novach. Vekra Ela Novach Bishmo. He was his city, his assets were his essence. That's why it didn't last. So it didn't last. Lu'umazos, he says, we have to recognize when it comes to mitzvahs, right? They have to not just be things that we do, but we have to be identified by our mitzvahs. B'chal mitzvahs asei sheish b'kiyumam chefsa de mitzvah. Lo yitachin sheyisachid ha'adam ima mitzvah. Shari lo nasa adam ha'chefet shal shofar. You can't be misachid with the chefsa of a mitzvah. But there are some mitzvahs that we could become one with. Like Torah. Like tefillah. And he quotes David HaMelech right here. Ani tefillah. Shekol mitziuso hi tefillah. Our whole mahus. Our whole mitzias is tefillah. Shamis pala b'chol yo b'chol leif hariyu ba'atzmo mitzias shel tefillah. He's one chefsa shel tefillah. Shula olam davuk b'akadosh baruch hu. V'chol atzmuso v'umahuso shel feches siach ba'is atzorech. U'mishabachas u'mizameres shira latova. And that's his daus hachi gdola. That we, it becomes part of who we are. Right? It becomes part of us. A shomer Shabbos. Not somebody who just keeps Shabbos, but that's the identity. That's the identity, and that's anit tefillah. But yasimu alai ra tachas tova, but back to the enemies. David Melech says, they have put bad instead of good. The sin of tachas avati, they put hatred. And now starts the curses. Hashem, please do this. To note, Rav Hirsch and the Malbim both say that this is a quote of what the enemies say about David Melech. The opposite. This is not David's Lashon, right? The Malbim and the Rav Hirsch says this. This is his quoting. I'll read you from Rav Hirsch. These verses contain all the maledictions of David's foes and enumerate all the calamities which they hope will strike him. Hafkeid expressed the wish in general that David should be lost before God. The foes hope that God will deliver David into the hands of men with of utter wickedness on earth, and that once David reaches heaven, Satan should stand at his right side before God's judgment seat. Fechud, when he continues. But again, most of the pashup shot is that this is David HaMelech, the Meshorer, saying, get rid of my enemies. Hafkeid alav rasha, v'satan yamad, let the Satan stand on his right. Right? Usually the good side is the right, but the Satan will be on their right to bring him down. The Radak says, it's Lashon Yachid, because it's talking about Doei Kladomi. The Rosh HaRishaim HaSonim Oso, the head of the wicked people who hate him. Behi Shafto Yetei Rasha, what he is judged, David says, let him go out guilty. Utfila so tielachata'ah, let his tefillah be off course. Lachata'ah also means like you missed the target. You yamav ma'atim, pekuda so yikach acher. Right? Let his days be shortened. Pekuda so his position, let someone else take his position. You banav yisomim, the ishtawa mana. Let him just be off this earth. Vinno'ah yanu'u banav, his children will wander. Vishielu an ass, vidarshu mecharvoseim, and have to seek out from their own swords. Yinakish no shalachala shalo, let creditors take everything of his. Via vozu zarim yigio, and let strangers spoil, meaning take the spoils, yigio, of his hard work. Al yihilo Moshe chasech, don't give chesed to him. Val yichonein liyisomav, don't have rachmanis on his orphans, that, oh, right, it says that in Hazinu, I think, that Hashem is ultimate yashar, tzadik v'yasharhu, that he takes into account punishment somebody if their family members are going to be affected negatively. But Hashem, let him be cut off. Even his memory should be blotted out. This is where the Lashon comes from. Yimach Shemam is the Lashon that's used by David about doing without a trace. Right? Without a trace. Says Rashi, Afilu zichron lo yipol alav b'fi hador hanolad ba'olam la'achar shenish chashmo. Right? He shouldn't be remembered. Yizachar avan avosav el Hashem. Let the sin of his fathers be remembered. What does that mean? The sin of his father. So Rashi quotes, we're talking now about Edom and Esav. Rashi goes through a number of the Rashis about Esav. Avon Avosa means the sin that he did against his fathers, not the sin of his fathers. The sin that he did against his fathers. Avon Sheheva al Avosav. La Avraham. What he did to Avraham. What did Esav do to Avraham? Shegara Chameshanim Mechayav. Remember Rashi says that Avram died Beseva Tova. He died 5 years earlier. Avram died at 175. Yitzchak died at 180. So the Medrash says, Rashi quotes it, that he died 5 years earlier caused by Esav's going Latar Bisra. Shgaram kihon inayim. And also, what did Esav cause? He caused his father. Remember, why was Yitzchak blind? Because it says that Esav caused with the Ketores, and he caused his father to be blind. So remember those sins of Esav, explains David HaMelech. The father of our enemies, Yizachar Avon Avosav Al Hashem v'chatas imo al timav. Don't erase the sin that he did against his mother. What sin did he do against his mother? What did he do? Says Rashi, Shehishchis Rachma, quotes the Yalkut, that he destroyed that she should be able to have any more children. V'shegarem l'ha'alim yom k'furasem en abrios. And also, we don't know when Rivka died, right? We know when Menekes Rivka died, right? Devorah, right? The only person in the Torah who's only named after they died. Right, Devorah, Menekes Rivka. So Shagaram Mahalim Yom for Asab and Abrio. So it doesn't say when Rivka died. So people don't say, "Oi, woe to that woman who bore such a Rasha, such an Esav." So Kalua Shayatsa Mikresa Esav. Kamosha Namar says Devorah died. Bechulu Sheivel Acher Hayeli Yaakov Imshel Devorah Shemesi Imo VeHe'Alima Misasa. And it doesn't say it. Yehi Neged Hashem Tamid. Back to the Pesukim. Let Hashem see him always, his actions always. VeYachris Me'Eretz Zichram. And let him be totally erased, because we want to be remembered. We want to be remembered. Zecher tzadik livracha. We want to be remembered. And David is saying, don't remember him. Ya'an asher lo zachar asos chesed. Because he didn't do chesed. He didn't do basic chesed. He didn't do basic chesed. Mida k'negen mida. That's all I'm asking for. What do you mean he didn't do chesed? Again, who is this referring to? Maybe it's referring to Doeg. Rashi says it's going back in history. We're talking about Esav. What he didn't do chesed? La'asok be'evel aviv. Kamosha asa Yaakov. When Avraham died, remember, who was making lentils? Yaakov was making lentil soup. Why? Because Avraham had died and Yitzchak was hitting Shiva. And Yaakov was making him lentil soup. Machal of Avelim. And Esav came back and he didn't have anything to do with Yitzchak. Lasok be'ebel aviv kamosha asa Yaakov. Nizin adashim. Lenachem as Yitzchak. Kshebaoso hayom meis Avraham. Because on that day, Avraham had died. That's the day that he went out to Tar Bisra. So some of the Mefarshim discussed, the Rinas Yitzchak discusses, what exactly he was supposed to know about Nicham Avelim. He was supposed to know about, comforting his father. So he explains what some of the Rishonim deal with in Brachos. There are some things that are muskalos, right? Why was Stom held accountable? Was Sheva Mitzvah Noach? They knew outside of Sheva Mitzvah Noach, was there something? Why was the Dor HaMabul punished for murder and for Hamas? Because these are muskalos. These are muskalos. The first Rabbeinu Nisim Gon in Akdamat HaShas discusses this. Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Vayera explains that the reason that the Anshei Stom were punished, they didn't do Tzedakah V'Chesed. The Torah wasn't given yet. So what are they punished for? The Davar Mitu'avhu. Sheyireh Adam Es Mino Mutal Bira'av. Ve'ino Merachim Alav. La'ashiv Es Nafsho. Right? If you see one of your kind, Alachas kam v'kam al-mishuhu me'umaso, v'darimo b'irachas, al-kein avdon Hashem yizbar, ivdon Hashem yizbarach l'anshi stom, shahayu mon'in osa, right? Anshi stom prevented any chesed. So muskalos, yeah, you might be punished for, right? Kayin, and the Dor HaMabul, a lot of the examples that we have in Sefer Brachos, but that's why, lo zachar asos chesed, he says, they didn't do chesed, so, please, you have to, take care of this for me. We continue. Vayirdof ish ani ve'evyon. And he runs after the impoverished. He runs after those that are most susceptible. Vinich elevav lemoses. He just wants to try to kill them. Vayehav klala vatuvo eyu. He loves terrible cursing me. Vatuvo eyu. Let it come upon him. Velo chafetz bebracha. He doesn't want to have positivity and bracha. Vatirchak mimenu. He goes away from bracha. Vayilbash klala. Again, the Pasha Pshat, David is saying, let curse surround him and be his clothing. Kemado, let it fit him perfectly. Vatavo kamayim bekirbo v'chashemen v'atzmosav. Chazal dashen halacha from here, that sicha kishtia, right, smearing is like drinking, because you have here mayim and shemen in the same pasuk. Tihilo kebeged yatel, let the curse be like a clothing for him. Ule mezach, mezach is a belt. Tamid yachkareh, it should be around him. It says the Malbim, mezach is a belt, and this is saying that the curses should exactly fit him. What does a belt do? It takes something that's a little big on me and fits it to my body. That's what a belt does. He says that's what the davening here, the what he's davening. Tihi, Mosif, says the Malbim. Shalolavad shatiya ham kilavush hanimdan lemidaso. Tia klala kebeged rachav va'aruch. Let it be like a big bag that covers him. Asher yatebo al kol b'gadim l'malva. The curse should be covering his whole thing, but should be perfectly fitted for him. Ratzalom shatiya bepirsum ubeshef harav ulamezach. Mezach hu achagur shebo chogrim ala b'gadim ha'aruchim lahagbo ham kemida gufo. To make it exactly fit. Tia klala atzma kimezach sheyachur balachavein haklala el midaso. David Aruch is saying, I'm not asking for you to do anything more than what he deserves, but what he deserves. What do our enemies deserve? We can't even picture exactly what our enemies deserve because we can't even fathom what they've done to us. And this is what, if David HaMelech says it, we could also daven for Hashem to punish our enemies. Zos pu'ulas sotnai me'es Hashem. So now we get to David HaMelech, we finish the curses, and now David HaMelech says again, this is what my, those that hate me do. Vadov imra nafshi, those who speak ra against me. V'yata Hashem Elokim, asei iti laman shemecha. Do it for your name. Ki tov chastacha hatzilein, your chesed is great. Save me. Ki ani ve'evyon anochi. I am poor and I desire everything. And here's the three words. Ve'libi chalal bekirbi. My heart is empty in me. What is libi chalal bekirbi? So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says maybe he's empty from all the embarrassment. But also in Baba Basra, Dav Yud Zayin, the last couple of lines of the first parak of Baba Basra. The Gemara says there are three. Shlosha hit'im HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olam hazeh. Me'ein olam haba. There are three that Hashem let taste olam hazeh, olam haba, and olam hazeh. Ve'elohein avri b'slav Yaakov. Avram d'chsiv b'kol, Yitzchak d'chsiv b'mikol, Yaakov d'chsiv b'kol. Shlosha, lo shalat behen yetzahara. Three did not have yetzahara affects them. Elohein avri b'slav Yaakov d'chsiv b'hu, makol mikol kol. Ve'yesh omrim av David, d'chsiv v'libi chalal b'kirbi. My heart is empty. Rashi, chalal b'kirbi. Yitzri hara meis bekirbi. My Yitzhahara is no longer, right? We talk about David HaMelech. Is this after Batsheva? Libi chal bekirbi, but they say, they connect this also based on what happens at the end of his life with Avishag, but libi chal bekirbi. He doesn't, his Yitzhahara is not there. If you look in Rav Zevin on La Torah V'Lamodim on Pesach, he discusses that b'chol dar v'dar, we went out of Mitzrayim. Let me start from the beginning. We were very low in Mitzrayim. We had to leave a lot of our lowliness there. We had to run away. We had to run away from the situation that we were in, so we wouldn't sink anymore. Baruch Hu me'atzmam, mikochos harasha bahem, migiri hayetzer. We mave alei from our desires. We had to run away. So every Pesach, we have to run away. We're not on the level of David HaMelech, he says, of libi chalal bekirbi. We have to run away. Avalam einu yachol legrari shavar. We can't get rid of the ra like David. Chalal. We have to at least run away from it and get away from our mitzarim. In the future, there won't be any running away. Ki lo b'chipazon teitzeyu. Ubimnusa lo teleichun. It says in Yeshayo. There won't be a chipazon in the future. That's libi chalal bekirbi. If you look at the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this pasuk. Where? In Hilchos Malachim. Where the Rambam describes the midos of a melech. Kederech beiz vav. Kederech shachalak bo'akasev ha-kavet ha-gadol. V'chayev ha-kol b'chvodo. Just like everyone else has to have kavet for the king. Kach tziva lios libo b'kirbo shaval v'chalal. He himself has to have an empty, lowly heart. Shenemar v'libi chalal b'kirbi. This is David HaMelech modeling for every melech. V'lo yino gasus levi Yisrael Yosef Yidai, he can't hold himself higher than anybody. Shenem levilti rulim vavo me'achav. So these are the two psukim he quotes. Levilti rulim vavo, that's about a melech in Parsha Shoftim. Libi chala bekirbi, this is David HaMelech. V'yechonein umarachim l'ktanam l'gdolam. Be nice to big and small. V'yetzei v'yavo b'chefseyem u'betovasam. Be out for their for their goodness. Be out for their goodness. Kitzel ninto, back to the pasuk. Kitzel ninto so ne'alachti, I've gone like a shadow. Nin arti karba, I've been shaking like locusts, like grasshoppers. I saw them be Yuria Chasidus. He says, like a grasshopper is always jumping up and down, up and down. That's life. Life is up and down for a human being. Up and down. Birkai kashlu mitzo, my knees are shaking from fasting, David says. Ubisari kachash mishamein, and my flesh is weakened from without mishamein. I don't have any shmeina, I don't have any fat on it. Vanisi cherpa lahem, I've been embarrassed. Your uni yinun roshem, they look at me, they shake their head. Azreini Hashem, okay, save me. Oshieni kachastech, I know you could save me. V'yeduk yad chazos, let him know that you do it. Ato Hashem asisa. Yikalu hema. Let them keep cursing, but you'll be blessed. Let them be embarrassed. And I'll be happy. Let them be embarrassed. I thank you. And I'll thank you in public, right? The Netziv, Parshasav, private thanking, public thanking. Because I know He, Hashem, stands to the right of the Evyon, that's me, Lo Shia Mishofte Nafsho, to save him from those who judge and force out his soul. Okay, I'll have to stop here. Kuf Tes.